Title: Payer-led initiatives to strengthen mental health resources. Content: In light of the increasing demand for mental health treatment and simultaneous provider shortages, the private insurance industry is rolling out targeted initiatives to increase mental health support for members by mitigating many of the barriers to entry facing the mental health industry today. Challenges facing mental health care. As the importance of mental health continues to become more clear, Americans are seeking mental health care that is timely, appropriate, and effective, an endeavor that is necessary but difficult, considering the current state of the mental health industry in the United States. The national shortage of mental health professionals, combined with the urgency required to secure treatment for an at-risk population, places a significant strain on practitioners, specifically, and the mental health industry at large. For example, an overwhelming 60% of recently surveyed licensed psychologists reported having no openings for new patients, with many having a volume of patient requests that outweighs their ability to even maintain a waitlist. 1. In addition to the challenges presented by provider shortages, even when patients are able to locate an available mental health provider, many are hesitant to engage in treatment due to cost uncertainties, which often arise due to limited availability for in-network care and the subsequent need to seek out-of-network care. 2. Although federal laws, such as the Mental Health Parity Act, the MHPA, the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, the MHPAA, and the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, require private payers to recognize a certain degree of coverage parity between mental health services and general health services, and several states, including California, Oregon, and Connecticut, recognize mental health services as an essential health benefit, 3, patients are up to 6 times more likely to pay out of pocket for treatment by behavioral health specialists than for treatment by general practitioners, underscoring the need for increased focus on parity by payers. Leveraging digital health resources to increase access to care. With the threat to mental health care access presented by provider shortages and cost uncertainties, the mental health industry has begun to embrace digital health as a supplement, and even a replacement, to in-person care. In recent years, big-name insurers have expanded mental health treatment for members beyond the classic office-based therapy visit by offering on-demand virtual services, such as Blue Shield of California's Wellvolition platform, Aetna's MindCheck platform, and Blue Shield of California's Credible Mind Care Management tool. Digital health platforms like these go beyond the minimum coverage required by state and federal parity laws to give members round-the-clock access to tools that allow them to manage their own mental health between traditional appointments. Not only are these tools popular among members, for they are proving to be an effective means to combat the current access to care issues facing the mental health industry. For example, a recent study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, associated one or more outpatient behavioral health treatments with lower healthcare costs for certain patients. 5. Continuing limitations and potential expansion. Whether online or on-site, behavioral health support is only as sustainable as the resources supporting it. While digital health support tools provide essential supplemental care, payers continue to seek to address the indispensable need for licensed practitioners to provide mental health support to the growing number of patients in need of mental health care. In light of the behavioral health shortage, and now that these crucial digital health resources have been established, the most looming priority for private and government payers is to address workforce limitations, which directly lead to accessibility limitations for mental health patients. Private payers may learn from the strategies of state and federal leaders in crafting frameworks to support patient populations both virtually and in person, despite the growing provider shortage. The Kaiser Family Foundation surveyed 44 state Medicaid officials about strategies to address behavioral health workforce shortages and found the following 4 categories to be most seen.